Today's daf is Yivamis daf Ayin Aleph. We are holding on the bottom of daf Ayin Amud Beis. The Gemara was in the middle of discussing the source for how we know that an Arel is not allowed to eat Truma, because this parak is parak ha'arel and starts with ha'arel v'kolat mayim are not allowed to eat Truma. So we're going to continue that discussion about the source that an Arel is not allowed to eat Truma. There's a machlokas hanayim, what exactly the source is. So we're going to go back and forth a little bit at the beginning of today's daf, how each Tana deals with the other Tana's psukim, with the other Tana's drasha. The Gemara is also going to talk about Arela Shalob Isman. Is a person considered an Arel if he's a baby that's less than 8 days old, where there's no chiv of doing a bris milia? He can't even do a kashrut milia yet. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about whether an Arel is able to have hazaa of the Efer Para Aduma. And we're also going to talk about the mitzvah of Priya. Since we're talking about Mila, there's another part of the mitzvah of Mila which involves Priya. Most of the action really is on Amud Beis. There's a lot to say about Priya. And then at the very end of the daf that we're probably not going to get to today, which is about Malu Bamidbar, why it is that that in the Midbar they didn't do a bris mila. But we left off two lines from the bottom and daf Ayin Amud Beis. If we're going to use the word bo to teach us a drasha, as we did toward the end of yesterday's daf, that we said that we use the word bo eino ochel, it says kol aral lo yochal bo, so we darshan that bo eino ochel, that an aral is not allowed to eat karban pesach aval ochelu b'truma, but maybe we should say he is allowed to eat truma. So the Gemara says no, we don't make such a drasha because it says tosha v'sachir, but otherwise, we would have made such a drasha, because we do generally emphasize the word bo to be a limiting word, that it's only talking about this topic, as opposed to we had the drasha that we stuck with was it says az yochal bo, we darshin milas zechar v'avadav ma'akeves bo milachal ba'pesach vein milas zechar v'avadav ma'akeves b'truma, that the mila of your zecharim v'avadim will stop you from eating karban pesach but not from truma. So it says, if we're going to darshin every time the word bo appears, the Kol ben nechar lo yochal bo lameli. When it says kol ben nechar lo yochal bo, what's the drasha? What's it coming to teach? Bo hamaras das poselas, vein hamaras das poselas b'maiser. It's coming to teach me that hamaras das, that if a person is hamer daso, a person decides to reject the tenets of our faith, and that passels him from Karban Pesach, but that does not passel him from Meiser. Tosos points out that in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Tzadivav, the Gemara uses this drasha to tell me that ein hamaras das poselas bitruma. And he says, yeah, it's not a stira. Whenever we say bo, we say this and nothing else. So nothing else would mean and not Meiser and not truma. Hamaras das is a psul for Karban Pesach. It's not a psul for other things, whatever those other things might be. So it can be a limiting factor that would tell us that this din doesn't apply to Meiser, and also that the din doesn't apply to truma. Kol are lo yochal bo lameli. What do we do with the bo in the pasuk of kol are lo yochal bo? Bo eno ochel aval ochelu b'matzu umara. To tell me that Karban Pesach an arel is not allowed to eat, but an arel is allowed to eat matzu umara. He's mechuyev in matzu umara. V'isrich l'michtav arel v'isrich l'michtav kol ben nechar. And we need to be told both about an arel not eating Karban Pesach and about a ben nechar not eating Karban Pesach. Dikas rachmana arel. Had it only said arel, I would say mishum demais. Arel is physically ma'us ta'kodesh baruch hu. Aval ben nechar delo ma'us emalo. But a ben nechar, who although spiritually has done some bad things, but he's not physically ma'us, we might think he would be eligible for Karban Pesach. V'ikas rachmena kol ben nechar, and had the pasuk only told me kol ben nechar, mishum de'en libo l'shamayim, I would say that's because he's spiritually wanting. Aval arel de libo l'shamayim emalo. But an arel who could be, this is a raya that rash to Rashi, that even Mesu Achim Machmas Mila is considered an Arel. He's Libo L'Shamayim, he's a good guy, he wants to do mitzvahs, but he's a Nebuchadnezzar, because Mesu Achim Machmas Mila, like Rashi understands. So Emelo, I would think that he would not be disqualified for Karban Pesach Tzricha. That's why we need to be told both about the Arel and about the Ben Nechar. Mimenu, mimenu, lamali. What do I need the word mimenu to teach? So says, we'll see later on, that's going to teach the Drash of Rabba Amrav Yitzchak, which we'll get to later. Amr Mars. Now going back to the fundamental machlokas tanaim of how we know that an oral is not allowed to eat truma. We had a machlokas in the Braisa. On the one hand, Rabbi Eliezer said right at the beginning of the Gemara in Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, Rabbi Eliezer said it's from the words Tosha v'sachir, that the words Tosha v'sachir appear by Karban Pesach, the words Tosha v'sachir appear by truma, and therefore, just like an oral is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach, an oral is not allowed to eat truma, and we spent a good deal of time yesterday working on Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, that it's Gzeres Shav Mufna, it seems that it's only Mufna Mitzad Echad, but really counts as if it's Mufna Mishnei Tzadin. Fine, that was Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. Rabbi Akiva, however, disagreed. Rabbi Akiva says, Eino tzarech, you don't need this Tosha v'sachir. Pasuk says, Ish Ish, and from there we know L'Rabel Sisa Arel, to tell me that an Arel is included in the Isser of eating Truma. So Amar Mar, going back to Rabbi Akiva's Shita now, Rabbi Akiva Omer Eino tzarech, Rabbi Akiva says, we don't need the Gzer Shava of Tosha v'sachir to tell me a Psul Arel from Truma, because Harei Omer Ish Ish, it says Ish Ish L'Rabel Sisa Arel. Ve'ema L'Rabel Sisa Onein, but how does he know Ish Ish comes to tell me that an Arel can't eat Truma? Maybe we should use Ish Ish to teach that an Onein can't eat Truma. Amar Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, Amar Krav, Kol Zar. The Pasuk says Kol Zar, so we darshin, and the context of the Pasuk is Kol Zar Leyochel Kodesh, that Kol Zar, a Zar is not allowed to eat Truma. So Zaras Amarti Loch Velo Anina. So we darshin, yeah, there's a Psul Zar in eating Truma, but there's no Psul Onein in eating Truma. Aim of Allah Relus, but maybe we should darshan there's a psul zar, but there's no psul orel in eating shuma. How do you know that we should darshan there's no psul onain? Haksiv ish ish. No, the ish ish comes to tell me that there is a psul of an orel eating shuma. But umari isa, if we have a drasha ish ish to tell me that there is that someone's psul to eat shuma, and we have zar, kol zar to tell me that someone's kosher to eat shuma, how do I know that the orel is psul and the onain is kosher? Maybe the onain is psul and the orel is kosher. Says, it's most logical to assume that the Arel is the one that's pasul to truma, because there are so many problems with an Arel. Shekein ma'asim krusim bedavar ha'eved. The simon to remember of all the issues that come up with an Arel is this way of remembering it is ma'asim krusim bedavar ha'eved. What's the simon for? Mechusar ma'isa. First of all, an Arel is mechusar ma'isa. You still need to do a maisa mila on him, umaisa begufo, and it's not just a maisa, but it's a maisa on his guf. That's why it's maasim plural. Ve'enosh kares, he's chayiv kares, v'yeshnu lefnei adibur, and it's something that applied even before matan Torah. Umila sechar v'avad ma'keves, and not only is his own mila important, the mila of his children and of his avadim is going to be ma'akev his own korban pesach. So you see that arelus is a more significant problem than aninus is, and therefore an Arel is the one that's more logical to assume should not be allowed to eat truma. Frankly, Gemara Adraba, Aninus Havle the Rabuya. I can point out a number of qualities that Aninus has that points to the fact that Aninus would be a more significant issue. Shekin Yeshna Bekol Shah. For example, Aninus can happen at any moment. Even if a person solves the problem of Aninus, it could come right back with another relative. Vino Heges Ba'anashim Vinashim. Aninus applies to both men and women. Arelus only applies to men. Ve'in Biadul Sakin Atzmo. Aninus, a person does not have the ability to fix. Arelus, a person does have the ability to fix. And says Gemara, Hanach Nefishan. Granted, that may be true, but there are more factors pointing to Arelus being a significant issue than to Aninus being the more significant issue, and therefore we assume that an Arel is included in the drasha of Ish Ish to passel him from Truma, and in Onain we learn that Kol Zar, Zar Samartilach, below Aninus, that there's no problem of Aninus for Truma. Rava Amar below Hanach Nefisha Nami Lamatzis Amar. Rava says you don't even need to count how many factors are on the Arelus side and how many are on the Aninus side. Anyway, you would say that an Arel is possible from Truma and not an Onin, because Amar Kra Ish Ish Ezu Davar Sheyashno Beish Veinu Beisha Havyom Zeh Arelus. The words that we use to teach that someone is possible from Truma are Ish Ish. So it would be very hard to use those words to teach me about something that can apply equally to a woman. More likely, it relates to something that's only about a man, and therefore we use it to teach Arelus that Ish Ish is to tell me that there is a problem of Arelus for Chuma. So now that we understand Rabbi Elazar Shita and we understand Rabbi Akiva's drasha, Rabbi Akiva Hay Tosha V'Sachar Mayavadei. What does Rabbi Akiva do with Rabbi Elazar's Tosha V'Sachar? here. So it says the Gemara, two possibilities. First possibility, Amar of Shmaya, La Suye Aravi Mohul, Vigivoni Mohul. It's coming to tell me that that a non-Jew who has a bris mila is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. So it says Gemara, Vahani Mulininu. What, do you think those people are considered to have a bris mila? When a non-Jew has a mila, you'd call them mulin? Vatnan. The Mishnah says in the Darim Beferish that a guy who has a mila is still considered an arel. He's never considered a mahul. Because the Mishnah says as follows, Konim sha'ani nene la arelim, mutter ba areli Yisrael. If a guy takes a neder that he's not going to be nene from anyone who's an arel, he's still allowed to get hana from areli Yisrael, va'asr b'mulei of the chavim, but he's not allowed to get hana from mulei of the chavim, from gayim that have a bris mila. Konim sha'ani nene la mulin, and if he takes a neder, he's not going to get hana from anyone who has mila, from mulin, mutter b'mulei of the chavim, va'asr ba'areli Yisrael. He's allowed to get hana from mulei of the chavim, he's only asr in a, and he's asr ba'areli Yisrael. So you see from there that a guy who does, even a guy who has a mila, is considered an arel. Rashi points out ba'areli Yisrael linyan neder mulininhu talachach alashem le'adam. When it comes to a neder, areli Yisrael are considered mulin, because when it comes to a neder, we don't follow what the textbook definition is of any given word. We follow what the lashem le'adam is, what people refer to things. What did the guy probably mean when he said, "I'm not going to get nana from people from mulin"? What he probably meant is, "I'm not going to get nana from Jews." What did he mean when he said areli? He meant non-Jews. So even though a Jew who doesn't have a mila is also an RL technically, but he's, meaning it's primarily, that's what's an RL technically, but since the Lashem Re'adam is that we'd call him mulin, so that's why he's included in the neder. Yisraelim lo karilu arelim, v'avdechavim lo karilu mulin. So Fractosos, wait a second, once you say that by nedarim, we go bas Lashem Re'adam, so then what's the whole raya over here? The whole raya falls apart. We're trying to bring a raya that a guy, even if he has a bris mila, is called an RL, and what's the raya? From nedarim, you take a neder, you're not going to get an RL from an RL, and every guy, even those who have a bris mila, are included. Yeah, that's because that's the Lashon B'nai Adam. That doesn't tell you anything about the definition. That's Tosfos Dibur Maskal Hani raises that issue. So Tosfos answers that by Nedarim it's true we go Basa Lashon B'nai Adam, but this din of Konim Shani Nena La'Arelim is learned from a pasuk. The mission over there quotes a pasuk: Ki Kol Hagoyim Arelim V'Kol Beis Yisrael Arelim Leiv. That it specifically says Kol Hagoyim Arelim. So we see it's the Lashon B'nai Adam over there is patterned after the reality, the objective definition based on the pasuk that every guy is considered an arel. Reb Chaim in the stencil, I think, in the Chidushim and Shas, Reb Chaim writes that for you see from this tosus, from this sugya, from the Mishnah Nedarim, that being a guy is a metzius shel arelus, that even someone who has a mila, that just the fact that the person is a guy, that's called an arel mishum giyuso, by virtue of the fact that he's a guy. And based on that, Reb Chaim's Miyashev, the Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchos Korban Pesach, the Rambam writes that Tfilas Amhosav L'Shem Avdus is Ma'akev M'lechol B'Pesach. That just like if a person's Avadim don't have a bris mila, the owner is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach, the Rambam says if his female avadim, if his shvachos don't have tevila l'shem gerus, then he also can't eat Korban Pesach. And he says that's me dover zemi pia kabbalah, that tevila l'shvachos kemila la'avadim. Whatever tevila does for a shivcha, mila does for an eved. And l'chara, that's very strange. The reason the mila of the eved is ma'akev from Korban Pesach is because it's a psul arel. It's a din of arelus. There's a din of arelus on the shivcha that doesn't have a bris mila, says Reb Chaim, exactly. That's a din of an arel, because being a guy is a status of an arel. And that can apply to a male and to a female guy, because just being a guy itself is a ki kol hagoyim arelim. So mela, the tevila of the shvachos is going to be ma'akiv is achilas pesach, just like the mila of his avadim. So he says based on that, the din of mila sechar v'avadim ma'akiv b'karban pesach, pshat is not that you have a mitzvah mila to do on the eved, and because of your failure to do the mitzvah mila, it's ma'akiv b'karban pesach, because then it wouldn't apply equally to the shvachos. It's not a mitzvah mila that you have. No, it's a din in Arel, that it's a din in the psul Arel. We've pointed out many times in the past that whenever you look at bris mila, you have to look at the mitzvah mila, you have to look at lihios mahul, the mitzvah to remain mahul, And the Israelios Arel, or the problem of being an Arel, says Reb Chaim, this issue of your Eved not having a Bris Mila is not a function of Mitzvah Mila, it's a function of Psul Arel. That since the guy has a, by definition is a Psul Arel, so has nothing to do with Mitzvah Mila, it would apply to the females as well. So says the Gemara, so that can't be the Pshat in what Rabbi Akiva does with Tosha V'Sachir. So what does Rabbi Akiva do with Tosha V'Sachir? Ella, second possibility. La asuye ger shemol velo taval vekatan shenolad kshu mol. Comes to talk about a case of a ger that's mol velo taval, even though he's a guy, since he's mol l'shem yadus, he's yatzim mechal guy. It's just that on some level he's not yet nichnas l'chal Yisrael. He's sort of in an in-between state between a guy and the Yisrael, which is a fascinating idea that there could be such a thing. The poskim talk about this with the modern shailas with donor eggs and things like that, where you might have certain permutations of, you know, who's Jewish, who's not Jewish, where you could have some sort of in-between state of being, the Achronim talk about, the Panovich Rav has such a chiddush that he says that's what a Ger Toshev is also, that a Ger Toshev is not a guy and he's not a Yisrael, it's a Miktas Gerus. He understands Ger Toshev as not just Stam, he's Mekabel Shev Mitzvah Ninoch, but he's a guy Gomer. It's a Miktas Gerus. We have several Rayas for that also. It's also a fascinating topic, maybe for a different time. But anyway, so says Gemara, so that's what it's talking about. A ger shemol v'lo taval, and a katan shenolad kshumol. Because sovereign tzarech lahatif men adam bris. And we would think, and he holds, that that's still a problem. You can't, these people can't eat the Karm Pesach either, because even someone who's born with a mila, you still have a chiv to be matif men adam bris. That's where Rabbi Kiva learns from Tosha V'Sachir. Rabbi Lazar, the time, and Rabbi Lazar doesn't need to learn that from Tosha V'Sachir. Damer ger shemol v'lo taval ger mal yehu. Because Rabbi Lazar holds that a ger that's mal v'lo taval is a full-fledged ger, and therefore you don't need to do anything else. He's a Jew. You don't need a drasha to tell me that he's not allowed to eat Karban Pesach. He's allowed to eat Karban Pesach. V'kasavar, and he also holds katan shnol shumal ain't tzarech lativ men adam bris. He also holds that there's no requirement of atav adam bris when someone is born with a bris mila. So mela, they're obviously allowed to eat Karban Pesach. For Rabbi Lazar, hi ish ish my avadai. What does Rabbi Lazar do with Rabbi Kiva's drasha of ish ish? Yeah, that's just the Torah speaking in the way that people normally speak. We can't make any drushes from ish ish according to Rabbi Lazar. Rav Chama bar Ukva, katan arel mahu l'socha b'shemen shel truma. If you have a katan that's an arel, katan over here Rashi points out means very katan, less than 8 days old, where you can't even do a bris mila. So is he called an arel? Can you anoint him with shemen shel truma? The halacha is you're not allowed to be ma'abe truma, you're not allowed to make truma, you're not allowed to destroy truma, you're not allowed to spill it down the drain. You have to use it for its ideal usage. But shemen, we assume that its ideal usage is not only eating, it's also rubbing on one's skin. So the katan, obviously less than 8 days old, is too young to be eating oily foods. You're not going to give him French fries yet, but to rub oil on his skin, that he's ready for. Can you do that? Can you use shemen shel truma on a katan that's less than 8 days old, doesn't have bris mila? Does he have a din of an arel? Arel shelo b'zman ma'akva, olo ma'akva. Is arel shelo b'zman considered an arel or not? Amar Rabbi Zera Toshima, ein li elamila zecharav b'shas asiya v'avada b'shas achila. If you look at the psukim that describe the requirement, the problem of a person who wants to eat Karban Pesach but is zecharav or avadim, don't have a bris mila, when it describes his zachar, it says himalo kol zachar va'az yikrav la'asoso, that is, he needs to do a mila on his children, and then he could be osa the Karban Pesach, which sounds like the shechita of the Karban Pesach, the preparation of the Karban Pesach. But when it talks about the avadim, it says v'kol eved ish miknas kesef umalta oso, you need to do a bris mila on your eved, oz yochalbo. Then you'll be allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. So it only, when it talks about milas avadim, it's talking about the eating of the Karban Pesach, not the preparation of the Karban Pesach. So from the psukim alone, I would only know that from the mila, that you need the mila of your children in order to prepare the Karban Pesach, and you need the mila of the avadim in order to eat the Karban Pesach. How do I know that even to have a kashra preparation of the Karban Pesach, your avadim need to be gemalt, and to be allowed to eat the Karban Pesach, Yuzacharim need to be gemalt. Tamalomer oz. The word oz appears in both of those psukim, l'gzereshava, and therefore it teaches the gzereshava. Bishlama avadav mishkach sadisnu b'shas achila v'lasnu b'shas asiyah. So says the Gemara, I understand very well how an eved can be someone who was not an issue at the shas asiyah, but becomes an issue, who was an issue at the shas achila, but is not an issue b'shas asiyah. Kigon d'zevninu beni, where you sold them in between, or you bought them in between, how you could have one without the other. How the eved, you could have an eved who didn't have a mila b'shas asiyah, and has a mila b'shas achila, or vice versa, didn't have a mila had a mila b'shas asiyah, but you don't have a mila b'shas achila because you bought him, you first bought him in between. So now you have this new eved that has that doesn't have a mila. El zecharav di isnu b'shas achila v'lasnu b'shas asiyah hechi mishkachsa. But how could you have a child that is not a mila problem b'shas achila? I'm sorry, that it is a mila problem b'shas achila, but was not a mila problem b'shas asiyah. How does that ever happen? If it's so loved, it's yalud ben asiyah l'achila, it must be that he was born between the asiyah and the achila. That he wasn't yet born when you were shechting Karban Pesach that morning, and he was born by the time of achilas Karban Pesach. And you see from there, if he was just born that day, well, he's obviously not ready for bris mila yet, but you see he's still called an arel. Shema min arelus shalob ezmani havi arelus. You see that arelus shalob ezmani is called arelus. Now, according to this understanding, it would turn out that anyone who had a baby boy in the last week by Karban Pesach would be disqualified from having Karban Pesach because he has a child as an arel, even though there's nothing you could do about it. It's not a punishment, it's just a mitzvah. They have a child that's an arel, so you're not able to do Karban Pesach. It's a wild hava amina. Says Amarav of Tizbra, Himalo called Zachar Amrachmana, Va'oz Yikravla Asoso, Vahailav Barmihilohi, Vahailav Barmihilohu. The Pasuk says, you need to be mal all your children, and then you'll be able to bring Karban Pesach. So it sounds like the reason you can't bring Karban Pesach when your children don't have a mila is because you didn't do a mila that you were supposed to do. But in this case, he wasn't supposed to do any mila. So why should that disqualify him? It sounds from the Pasuk that doesn't disqualify him. Ella, rather, the Gemara says, no, what's the case where you have that isnu b'shas achila and lesnu b'shas asiya? So he says, Allahach, second possibility, the Gemara is going to have six possibilities of what the case might be. Allahach, ma'askinan, kigon shalchot sasochama. The baby was sick, and therefore the baby was not able to have a bris mila at the time of asiyas Karban Pesach, but was already ready for the bris mila by the time of the achila. V'nesav le'kol shiva, but shouldn't we have to wait 7 days from when the baby gets better till we do a bris mila? Isn't that the halacha? The avinu le'kol shiva, after all, isn't that the halacha? We give him all 7 days. So says Gemara. The Gemara said the avinu le'kol shiva. Yeah, we gave the 7 days, and that's when it was up. Erev Pesach was when the 7 days were up, and that's when he was ready for the mila in between the asiyah and the achila. So that's exactly the case. So frankly, Gemara v'nima le'mitzafra. But if the 8th day is already erev Pesach, why doesn't he have a mila by the time we're doing the asiyah? We should give him the mila right away in the morning. So it says Gemara, be'inan me'es la'es. When a baby gets better from an illness, you can't just wait 7 days. You need to wait 7 days me'es la'es. You need to wait 7 full 24-hour periods. So it could be at the shas asiyah, he was not yet past the full week after his refuah, but by the shas achila, he was past the full week after his refuah. V'atani luda yom avra'aso kiyomi valdo. But didn't they teach in Lud that the day that he gets better should be treated just like the day he's born? My love, Yomi Valdo Lobin Meses, Af Yom Avras Lobin Meses. Isn't that teaching me that just like when he's born, you don't need Me'es La'es 24-hour periods later before you give him Bris Mila? You just give it to him on the 8th day, but you don't need to wait the full Me'es La'es. So too, when he gets better, we shouldn't have to wait the full Me'es La'es. Says Merlo, Adif Yomi Baraso Miyomi Valdo. Dili Yomi Valdo Lobin Meses, Dili Yom Avras Lobin Meses. In a certain sense, the day that he gets cured from his illness is like the day that he's born. In that, you need to wait another week before you give a bris mila, just like when a baby's born, you need to wait another week before you give a bris mila. But in a certain sense, the day that he gets cured from an illness is stronger than the day of his birth. The day of his birth, you don't have to wait me'es la'es till you give him bris mila. The day that he gets cured from his illness, you do have to wait me'es la'es to cure him from bris mila, to give him a bris mila. So says Mar now a third possibility of how it could be that a child does not need a mila at the time of the Asiyas HaPesach, but he does require a milah at the time of the achilas haPesach. Rav Papa Amar Kigon Dekoyev Le'enei Liyinuka Ve'itvach Beni Beni. He had some sort of eye problem, and he got better in between, as Rashi points out. Benasil Achila Ve'in Nosen Shvusiyam El Lemisha Cholzos Chama. It's when he has a fever or something like that that he needs to wait 7 days from the time that he's cured. But if it's Koyev Le'enei, then as soon as he gets better, we do the bris milah. Like when a baby's yellow, as soon as the baby's better, we do the bris milah. But if the baby has a fever or something like that, then the baby's sick, then you wait the full week after the baby gets better. I've been pointed out in the past, we had a Maisa Shahaya in the shul where someone had a baby and the bris was gonna, and the baby was sick for a while, and the bris had to be a week later, and Rabbi Krohn told me at the time that he has a psak from Rav Zelig Epstein. I spoke to Rav David Feinstein, he did not hold this way, but he has a psak from Rav Zelig Epstein not to count the week from the last treatment the baby got, or the last medication that the baby ever got, to count the week from the day after the last medication, because Rav Zelig said that the halacha is you treat. I mean, the it's natural that we would give medicine to sick babies. We wouldn't give medicine to healthy babies. So if they're still giving medicine on that last day, then you're not ready to start counting the week yet. He's not healthy yet. The next day is when he's considered healthy, and that's when you start counting the week. So you would hold that it's considered doing a milah too early to do it a week later. Feinstein didn't think so. I think most poskim assume not that way. They assume that when the baby's going to be discharged, the baby's going to be given the last treatment, that's when you assume that that you start counting the week. Okay, fourth possibility. Rava Amar, Kigon Shayu Avivi Imo Chavushin Beis Asurin. Now, the case is that the father and mother were in jail, and that's why they couldn't do a bris milah at the time. Meaning, when it comes to, as Rashi points out, when it comes to their Korban Pesach, at the Asiyas Korban Pesach, they had a shliach doing their Korban Pesach. But they're the ones that have the chiv in the bris milah, and they, therefore there was no one to do a bris milah for the baby. So it's ki'ilu. The baby didn't have a chiv milah b'shas Asiyah, but the chiv milah happened by the time it was time for Shas Achila. Very interesting that the Gemara says that Aviv V'imo were in jail. Rashi points out, B'shasiyah mitzvahs mila mutelas aleihem. The mitzvahs mila is mutal on the father and the mother. Only problem is, Marsha points out, it's against the Ferish Gemara, Mesechus Kiddushin, Daf Chavtes, where the Gemara learns from Oso, V'lo Osa, that mitzvahs mila is the father's mitzvah, it's not the mother's mitzvah. So Marsha says that since she's mechuyavis to the Karm Pesach, she has a mitzvah to be mal her child, so meaning the mila of her child is going to be ma'akif her from Karban Pesach, just like the mila of her eved is going to be ma'akif her from eating Karban Pesach. Min chaschinuch in mitzvah Yud Zayin is not so sure about this. He says mila avada is ma'akif because it's a din that to assume that mila's bina is going to be ma'akif just like mila's avada is very questionable. Mila's avada is ma'akif because she's mechuyev to be mal midinei avdus. As opposed to her child, she has no chiyuv to be mal her child. So Sridesh writes in his tshuva that maybe the Marasha holds that a woman is not mechuyev to be mal her avadim either. But nevertheless, the Gemara says still the mila of the avad is going to be makif for me in Korban Pesach. I mean, maybe in a chinami. It's not her mitzvah to do, but she can't eat Korban Pesach until her avadim have a mila. And the same Marasha would say the same would be with her children, with her son. It's not her mitzvah to do, but she's not going to be able to participate in Korban Pesach unless she has a bris mila. In the tshuva's Marachar Zeroy says no. When a father it is the mother's chiyuv. The Gemara says oso v'lo osa. That means if there is a father, then it's the father's chiyuv and not the mother's chiyuv. If there's no father, though, it's not that it just transfers to the rest of Klal Yisrael. The chiyuv then transfers to the mother. It becomes the mother's chiyuv. It's more the mother's chiyuv than it is anybody else's chiyuv in bris milah. And chaschinuch mitzvah beis also raises a safek. If the chiyuv of a father to be mal his son is only when the son is a katan, what about when the son is nisgadel after bar mitzvah? Is there a chiyuv on the father to be mal his son still, or do we say no? It's completely transferred to the child, and the father has no chiyuv anymore at all. So he's medayik from the lashon the Rambam that the father has no chiyuv whatsoever, because the Rambam writes in the fifth parak of Hilchos Korban Pesach, kishem shemilas atzmo ma'akavto milasos Pesach. Kach milas banav haketanim umilas kol avadav bein gedolim bein ketanim akvim also. So too milas banav haketanim and milas avadav, whoever they are, whatever age the avadim are. So you see from the Rambam that it's only milas banav haketanim that ma'akev must be, because he only has a chiyuv in the milah of banav haketanim. He doesn't have a chiyuv in anyone else's bris milah. Rav Elchanan explains the chiluk between the aral himself. Even if he's anus, he doesn't need karm pesach, as opposed to milas achar v'avadav, where if he's anus to be mal is avadim, avadim, like the case Chavish Beis Asurim, he's honest to be mal his avad, his children. So then he is allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. And he says in the Arel, the din is written in the Torah in the Lashon of Isser, lo yochal bo, that he's not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. So it doesn't make it, there's no nafkamina whether he's an honest or not. The bottom line is he has an Isser. Anyone who's an Arel has an Isser. As opposed to milas bana va'avadav, the Torah says it in the Lashon of Kedima, that he malo, and then you krav la'asoso. Umalto so, oz yochal bo. That is, you do this, then that. So you have to be makdim the mila before the Pesach. So anyone who's an honest, so it's not shaykh, the mitzvah to be makdim in the mila before the asiyah, it's not going to be ma'akifim from the Karban Pesach. That's what Rav Chanan explains the chilek between someone who himself is an arel versus someone whose avadim and children are arelim. Fifth explanation now of how it could be that there was no chiyuv mila on the child at the shas asiyah, but there is a chiyuv mila on the child at the shas achila of the Karban Pesach. Rav Kana b'Rei Rav Nechemya Amar, kigom tumtum shenikra v'nimtza zachar beni beni. He was a tumtum at the shas asiyah Pesach. They ripped him open and they found that he's a zachar in the interim, meaning before the achilas of Karban Pesach, they found that he was a zachar. So now they know that he requires a bris mila. The Rashba points out, asks the question, shouldn't you have a chiyuv to be korea? Meaning, how can you say at the shas asiyah there was no chiyuv? They should have ripped him open at by the shas asiyah to reveal the makom mila so that they could do the bris mila. So he says, and if you're going to say, well, maybe he didn't know how to be korea, so then you could just say the same thing. That just, why do you have to say tumtum? Just say a guy that didn't know how to do a bris mila. You know, instead of saying that we're dealing with the tumtum and they didn't know how to be korea to find the Ever Zachrus, so say that you're dealing with a regular baby and they just didn't know, the guy didn't know how to do a bris mila. So the Rashba points out that most people, there are a lot of bikiyim bimila. There are not so many bikiyim in how to do the surgery to rip open the tumtum to be able to, so very pashut, that's a deeper b'matzui, that's the more common case. The Aruch Lener says, no, maybe the tumtum, there is no chiv to rip him open to find out. There are two types of tumtums. One type of tumtum is that you know he's a male, that they could see the beitzim, so they know that he's a male. It's just the gid isn't out. Another type of tumtum, they have no idea what he is, if it's male or female. Says Aruch Lener, if it's a suffix, maybe there's no chiv to be korea, a suffix, to maybe have the chiv, al the suffix, to maybe have the chiv to do the mila. But once you do rip him open and you do find, then you would have the chiyuv. So okay, Rav Shravya Amar Kigon Shahotzi Rosh Chutz LePruzer. Rav Shravya says sixth possibility that the baby was Motzi Rosh Chutz LePruzer. He stuck his head out of the mother and then went back in. So you couldn't do the bris mila, meaning he stuck his head out a week earlier and then he went back in, hung out inside for a little while, and then he came out in between the Asiyas Karban Pesach and the Achilas Karban Pesach. Frek the Gemara, Michai, can that happen? Does a baby survive such an ordeal? Vatanya, kivin sheyatza l'avir olam, niftach hasasam nistam ha-pasuach. Don't we learn that once a baby comes out, l'avir olam, whatever is open gets closed, whatever is closed is open, meaning his mouth was closed before, now he breathes through his mouth, so now he's going to go back inside the mother, he's going to choke, and whatever, so it's not going to work. Shalmolikin in yachalich yos afilu shalachas. It's one of the great miracles of childbirth, how Kodesh Baruch Hu makes all of that change right then and there, in that moment of childbirth, where they have to suction out his mouth, so that right away he could start breathing, and he didn't need to breathe a second ago. So hachamayaskinon kigon dezantse ishta. Now maybe he was being nourished by a fever that in the interim. Maybe if there's a fever involved, that somehow it could be nourished during that time. Ishta deman, whose fever? Ilem ishta today. If it's his own fever, yachli kol shibabai. Well, then you should need to wait 7 days from the day he gets cured from his fever, like we said before. El dzanse ishta diime. No, it must be that the mother has a fever, and somehow the mother's fever allows the baby to survive such an ordeal. Vibai say mahani milecha dolamoi avlecha demoi michichai. Or you could say that's only if the baby didn't cry. But once the baby cried, then the baby can survive even inside the mother after it sticks its head out for a little bit. So this is a major question that the post can deal with. This doesn't sound like the most lemaisa sugya, but it's actually very lemaisa. They talk about, the post can talk about pidyon bechar, to doing a pidyon haben when the baby was taken out with what are they called, forceps, right? When the baby was, so is that a chatzitza in the beis harechem? So they what they point to is what's called the shas leida, meaning what exactly are we talking about over here, where the baby was yatza rosho. So machlokus in the rishonim, what yatza rosho means, that we talk about over here, that he's yatza rosho chutz l'pruzder. Rashi says that it's kvar avru shiva yamim from the day, from the moment he was yatzar rosho, and he's already considered like a yalid. So you see that he's that yatzar rosho chutz l'pruzer is a shas leida. So the question is, what does chutz l'pruzer mean? Does it mean la avir ha'olam, or does it mean before that point? So whatever the leida is, if the leida only happens with a chatzitza, and you hold that the forceps are a chatzitza, then you don't do a pidin haben on such a baby. So that's a major discussion in the poskim. Would you do a pidin haben in this case? L'maisa, the Avnei Nezer and the Chalkas Yaakov hold that you do without a bracha. They'd have to do Pidyon HaBen without a bracha. Sri Deish holds that you do with a bracha. I think the minhag is that we do with a bracha, that they would do a Pidyon HaBen even that they would even use it. Okay, doesn't happen. All right, but when it happened, it's in all the svarim. So when did it go out of style? To
C sections went up.
Forceps went up. Got it. Okay, so okay, that makes sense. Okay, Vaitu Lingmar. I'm Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rabbi Bina'a. Arel Mekabel Hazza'a. An Arel can have Hazza'a of the Efer Paraduma to become Tahar. Shekein Matzin Bavasenu, Shekibel Hazza'a, Kshein Arelim. Because we find that happened with our forefathers. Vam Alamin Ayadin Basar L'Chadash Rishon. When Yeshua led the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael, Basar Lo Mehili Mishum Chul Shadu Urcha. On the 10th day of Nisan that year, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, they didn't yet have a Bris Milah, because they were weakened from the traveling. Hazza'a Emas Avadu. So when did they do the Hazza'a? Lav Kshein Arelim. They must have done. They had to become Tahar by the time they were going to bring the Karban Pesach. Now, they couldn't become Tahar without Hazah of the Efer Paraduma. So the only way they could have done the Hazah, it's a 7-day process to get the Hazah. So the only way they could have had the Hazah properly was while they were still Arelim, because they were still Arelim on the 10th day of Nisan that year. So it says Gemara, V'dom Lov and Pesach Klal. Well, who says they brought the Karban Pesach? Lo Sal, G'day T'chziv, V'yasu Es HaPesach. You got to know a little bit of nothing. It says that they brought a Karban Pesach. It says in Yahushua they brought a carbon Pesach, so you can't say that they didn't. Maybe it was a Pesach Abba B'tumah. Yeah, maybe they brought the carbon Pesach, they rolled to Mayim because they couldn't have Hazah and Tumah B'tzibur. Amle Ravashi, Tanya Behadya, Malu V'tavlu, V'asu Pischein B'tara. Now we have a Brisa that says they did a Mila, a Tevila, and they brought the carbon Pesach B'tahara. So you can't say that they did a B'tumah, and therefore we know that it must be that an Arel is able to get. And the Arel is able to get the Hazah. Amar Rabba Bar Yitzchak Amar Rav. Lo nitna priyas mila la Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu never got the mitzvah of priya. Shenemar be'esei Yomar Hashem Yoshua aselech charvot tzurim. That the pasuk says that Yoshua specifically had to make instruments to be able to do the priya on all the males. V'dilma hanuch t'lamol. How do we know that that's for priya? Maybe that's for mila. D'chsiv kimulim hayu kala amayotim v'kala amayuludim. So imkein my shuv elulav l'priya. Now, why does it say shuv? It must be that it's referring to priya. That it says that there when it describes the pasuk that they make beisai yamar Hashem el Yoshua aseluch charvos tzurim. So the pasuk continues v'shuv mal l'spnei Yisrael shenis. Then do a bris mila on b'nei Yisrael again. Sounds like that he was making instruments to do something for people who already had a mila. Umay shenis. Why does it then have to say shenis? It already says shuv. La'kushay sof mila tchilas mila. To compare the sof mila to the beginning of the mila. Ma tchilas mila ma'akevas, av sof mila ma'akvin bo. Just like the mila is ma'akev, so to the priya is also ma'akev. De'eluhain tzitzin ma'akvin asamila, basra achof asrof ha'atara ve'inochel betruma. If there's still tzitzin ma'akvin asamila, if there's still pieces of skin that are ma'akev the mila, you're not allowed to eat truma. Amar vina vi'itemer av yirmi baraba, amar rav, basra achof asrof gova shalatara. He identifies which flesh exactly, which skin exactly, are the tzitzin hama'akvin asamila. A couple of very interesting things here about priya. Tosus points out that lo nitna priyas mila l'Avram avinu, umikalmakam Avram para milasan, afal gavdolon etstava. Even though priya was not given to Avram avinu, it didn't stop him, he did it anyway. He did priya even though he had no chiyuv of priya. How could he do priya even though he had no chiyuv of priya? Because Avram Avinu was mekayim kol haTorah kula shelonitna. The Gemara says even erev tavshilin he did, even the dinim drabanan. Mele he must have done priya also. The Brisker Rav in Parshas Lech Lecha asks, well, if Avram Avinu did kol haTorah kula shelon stava, how come he didn't do mila ad shelon stava? He was a very old man by the time he did mila, but he waited till he was mitzuva to do bris mila. So he says no, before he was nitzava in bris mila, he there were the that piece of skin didn't have a din of arla. It wasn't called Arla. And the mitzvah of Mila is to be chotech an Arla. So if he didn't have an Arla, he had no mitzvah of Mila to do. He couldn't be chotech an Arla. So it's only once he had the mitzvah that it became, the mitzvah of Mila came together with the status of Arel. So the only once he had the status of Arel could he possibly do the Mila. The Marsha quotes from the Re'im, from the Mizrahi, that he didn't want to be Mal himself before he was in Tzedava, because he knew that one day he would be Mitzuvah V'yosa. And Godel Mitzuvah V'yosa, Yosem Mishenu Mitzuvah V'yosa, so he didn't want to waste it. So that's the Maritz Chiyas writes. That's what Tos is saying over here. He did Priya, though, because he knew that he was never going to be Mitzuvah and Priya. So Priya he did because he knew he was never going to have a Mitzvah to do. So as soon as he had the Mitzvah, as he was able to do Mila, he did Priya as well. Beis HaLevi explains the issue of Mila and Priya. What are these two stages, Mila and Priya? Beis HaLevi explains, based on what it says in the Sefer HaKedah, that Mitzvah's Mila has two inyanim. There's the Arel, which is like a Mum, and then there's when a person is Mal, he loses that Mum of being an Arel, that Chisaron of being an Arel, and then there's the Milus Kedushas Yisrael that's added when you do Mila as well. So Beis HaLevi says the Mila is Hasaras HaArla. It takes away the Chisaron of a person. It's called the Chisaron, even though it's something extra on his body. It takes away that Chisaron of being an Arel. The Priya is what gives that Veheye Samim, is what gives that extra, I'm sorry, the Veheye Samim is about the Tmimus, taking away that Chisaron. The Priya is Ve'en Abrisi Beini Uveinecha. That's the special covenant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has dafka with Klal Yisrael. Now Tosav here also writes, someone who's Mal Velo Para is Asur Bekachim. So Rav Chanan explains, Mal Velo Para is still considered to be an Arel, because the Tosav writes in the name of Megillah Starim, in the Midbar they were Mal Velo Para, and even though they're in Stava Al Apriya, but they weren't Parea because of Chul Shudu Urcha. They couldn't have been Parea at that time. So Rav Chanan asks, if they weren't able to do the Priya, why were they Mal if Mal Velo Para is worthless? So he says that when we say Kilo Mal, that only means with regard to Arelus, that he's still in the Arel because of the Chisaron Priya. But still, the Mila is still a Mitzvah's Mila, meaning Mal Velo Para, Kilo Lo Mal, means that he would still be in Arel, a little bit different than the Beis HaLevi, that he would still be in Arel. But as far as the Mitzvah's Mila, there's still a Mitzvah to do a Mila, even if you're not going to do a Priya. But the big issue Rav Chanan points out from here is that how do we learn the Mitzvah of Priya? Because Yehoshua was preparing instruments. How do we do Priya? Priya is b'tziporen. Priya is not with any instrument. So Rav Chanan points out, you see from the sugya that it's efshar lefroa b'sakin, that you're able to do Priya using a knife. The Gemara learns it from that they would make instruments. The Rambam writes in the second paragraph of Hilchos Mila that were porea b'tziporen. And the Makar is a medrash. The medrash says that the fingernails were created for two things: to be able to look at them by havdalah, and to be porea to do the mitzvahs Priya. So based on that medrash, the Rambam writes were porea b'tziporen. Major discussion in Binyan Tzion as a tshuva about two things. They said they wanted to stop doing mitzitza b'peh, and they wanted to do priya with a kli instead of tziporin. And he says, chas v'shalom, to change any of the minhagim of bris mila, whatever. Ma'olim tell me nowadays a lot of times they don't even get to do priya. By the time they cut off the mila, the other skin gets cut off with it. That priya b'tziporin is not so commonly done nowadays. That's what ma'olim tell me. But that's one of the questions about wearing gloves for bris mila. It's very hard to do priya b'tziporin if you're going to be wearing a glove for bris mila. So some of them all of them wear gloves, some of them don't wear gloves. Okay, different discussion for a different time. Baruch Hashem, will pick up from Bamidbar tomorrow. Oh, yeah.